Las Vegas is in lockdown, and are plenty of eyewitness reports coming in.
We were the furthest VIP stages away from Mandalay Bay, and they were ricocheting everywhere where we were. So they were firing from somewhere high, and they were unloading clip after clip after clip after clip.
Now, Mandalay Bay, he's talking about, is Mandalay Bay Resort. There was a concert going on at the time, Lise.
Jason Aldean was actually performing his set when the whole thing started.
There you go. Now, the reports that we're hearing is that two are dead and dozens have been shot, some in critical conditions as we speak, and a suspect is in custody. We've also heard that the gunfire was coming down from the 32nd story balcony overlooking the crowd. It's just incredible. We actually have audio here of what happened as the gunfire started to rain down on people watching the concert. I can't get over how long that goes
for. I was thinking, how long before they realise that there's something going on? But you don't expect to hear that.
No. And it doesn't stop there. It gets a little bit further down the track and continues.
That is so chilling, isn't it? There is nothing like the sound of machine gun fire. I mean, you just don't have time to react.
You wouldn't expect to hear that in a place like that, let alone anywhere. The other thing that we've come across as well is Ashley Mullaney from 7 News is actually staying at Mandalay Bay Resort and is reporting from there as we speak.
We are staying at the hotel. I was on the 27th floor when I heard these gunshots this evening. It was a thundering volley of gunshots that we could hear. We've since learned that that gunman believed to be on the 20th floor when he's opened fire, blasting through the glass and shooting at a crowd of people at that country music festival. Below. Within minutes, I could see from my hotel window dozens of police vehicles with lights and sirens coming towards the hotel from every direction in Las Vegas. And that's very much when we knew that this was a serious situation. We have since had confirmation from Las Vegas police that one suspect is down. Now, whether he is dead or injured and taken away into custody, we don't know yet.
That is incredible.
There have been unconfirmed reports also of possible other hotels affected, but that the police have sort of reined that back in a bit now, although they say this is still an active investigation.